Americans are ruining the English language. That's the first line from The Prodigal Tongue, The Love-Hate Relationship Between American and British English by Lynn Murphy. I'm Jason Snell reporting to you live from England, where I speak American English. The Prodigal Tongue is the latest in a really kind of delightful genre of books, at least for me, which is detailing all of the strange differences between American English and British English. Lynn Murphy is an American who married an English person, has an English child, lives in England, and yet her accent means she can never really forget that she is an American. She's also a linguist and a copy editor, and that means she's in the perfect position to note the differences between American English and British English, to talk a lot about how British people just don't want to be mistaken for using Americanisms in any way. Even though there are lots of Americanisms that creep into Britain, there's a lot of panic about it. There are a lot of things that aren't actually Americanisms that are accused of being Americanisms, because there's nothing worse than bringing American speech into the British English language. And likewise, how Americans have an inferiority complex about their own language, and they assume that the British way of doing things is better, which is also really not actually true. The fact is, there's a lot of mythology here. It says a lot more about our country's attitudes to one another and how we want to be seen, and also some cultural differences between how British and American people approach other people and refer to other people in their culture. A lot of stuff in here. So you get a very knowledgeable person about linguistics and about the English language in general. And then you put her, you take her out of America and put her in Britain for many years, and you get kind of a perfect observer in terms of trying to detail a lot of the funny differences and a lot of the strange differences and a lot of the facts behind the myths where we assume things are Americanisms that aren't, and vice versa. It's very enjoyable to do that. I loved The Mother Tongue, which is the Bill Bryson book about the English language, and I think the subtitle is English and How It Got That Way. That's a delightful book, too, if you haven't read it. But I really enjoyed The Prodigal Tongue. I think Lynn Murphy's position as the perfect observer to talk about this stuff makes it a delightful book. She's got a good sense of humor. She alternates her examples between British and American chapters so that one country goes first and has the other country's equivalents in parentheses, and then in the next chapter she alternates it. I read the American edition, which had, you know, basically is written in Americanisms. There's also a British edition written with Britishisms, if you prefer your color with an extra U. And yes, she talks a lot about the source of adding the U to color versus not as well. And yes, if you're Canadian or Irish or from South Africa or from Australia or New Zealand, you'll get some mention in passing. But I think her larger point is that because of the revolution, especially, there was a larger amount of sort of a severing of ties. And so as a result, the American English language is the one that has sort of split the most in some ways. And of course, with the influence of America as a large country and as an exporter of culture in the last 100 years, that it sort of holds an outsized place in the story of the English language. Anyway, so if you enjoy nonfiction books, especially about English language and Britishisms and funny things that Americans and British people do, because we all do very funny things, I really recommend The Prodigal Tongue. And I have been Jason Snell, and this is Recently Read.